Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Lauren, what would really happen if we made contact with alien life? How would our lives change? Would we even still be alive? And most importantly, what would happen to the stock market?
You know what I'm wondering is if we would see TikTok dances from those aliens. And the big one for me, of course, is would the X-Files come back for a new season?
Oh, well, I know you'd love for that to happen. But, you know, this October does kick off a period of potential close encounters with intelligent life. And according to Harvard scientist Dr. Avi Loeb.
You might have seen headlines about the Three-Eye Atlas comet observed by the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System in Chile. Whew, that's a mouthful. It's currently making its way through our solar system, and Loeb says its unusual path means we could be in for some surprises in the coming months.
Ooh, he joined the show to explain why he thinks this comet might actually be intelligently directed and what that would mean for us here on Earth. I'm Mike Rogers, and this is Something Offbeat. How did it get that name? Just to start, I'm curious how comets are named.
Yeah, so, well, we don't know for sure the nature of this object, but it was the third interstellar object, and that's why it's 3I, spotted by telescopes around the globe. And the first one was an object called Oumuamua, discovered in 2017 by a telescope in Hawaii. That was the first, and it was given the name Oumuamua, which means a scout in the Hawaiian language. And then in 2019, there was the second one, which was definitely a comet. We saw a beautiful cometary tail around it, very similar to comets in the solar system that are basically rocks covered with ice. And as they get close to the sun, the ice evaporates. The third one was discovered on July 1st, 2025, and then it was given the name 3I for the third interstellar. And then ATLAS is the name of the telescope in Chile that discovered it. And it's a half a meter telescope, a relatively small one. And the reason it was able to detect it at a distance of 4.5 times the Earth-Sun separation is that the object is bright. In fact, if it's reflecting sunlight from a solid surface, the size of this object, the diameter, needs to be somewhere between 20 and 46 kilometers.
So for some perspective, it would take, you know, anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour to drive across this flying object in light traffic.
The latest assessment is from the SpheREx Space Observatory, based on a measurement of the reflected flux of sunlight from the object at a wavelength of 1 micrometer. And they conclude that the object diameter needs to be 46 kilometers. And that would make it a million times more massive than, for example, the second interstellar object, Borisov. One is led to wonder how whether that's reasonable, because we should have seen a million small rocks before seeing one giant rock like a 46 kilometer wide comet, and that's twice as big as Manhattan Island. And moreover, there is not enough material, rocky material, in interstellar space per unit volume to deliver such a giant rock to our backyard within 1 decade. We would expect such a giant object to appear on a timescale longer than 10,000 years. So that raises a question of what the nature of this object is.
Now, since news about this comet came out this summer, people have been wondering what exactly 3I Atlas is.
According to NASA, it's a comet. The space agency defines comets as large objects made of dust and ice. Usually, comets are from our own solar system, but this one is interstellar, which means it comes from outside of the solar system.
And this is exciting because this week the BBC said that the comet was becoming more active as it gets closer to our sun. And new images show that it's growing a comet tail. Now, that report also said that scientists believe it's made up of similar stuff to comets within our solar system.
And of course, one possibility is that the object itself is much smaller, but it's surrounded by a very dense cloud of dust, and we see the reflection of sunlight from that dust. In that case, the solar radiation would push the dust behind the object, and it will trail it with the appearance of a cometary tail, the way we see around comets in the solar system. And that was not observed in the best image we obtained of this object on the 21st of July by the Hubble Space Telescope. There was no trail of dust behind the object the way we see in comets. And there was just a glow of light, a scattered light from possibly dust or fragments of ice in front of the object towards the sun. And then one other way to resolve it, if there is no cloud of dust that is scattering sunlight, but it's mostly the object that reflects sunlight, maybe the object is not a rock. It has nothing to do with the reservoir of rocks in interstellar space, and it's on a targeted mission to visit the inner solar system. And if you look at the trajectory of the object, it's actually aligned to within 5 degrees with the plane of the planets around the sun. And the chance of that happening at random is 1 in 500. So that implies that maybe indeed the trajectory was designed by some intelligence. And this object will come very close to Mars on October 3rd. And we will have the ability to image it with a high-res camera on the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter with a resolution of 30 kilometers per pixel. And that's when it will be within 29 million kilometers from Mars.
I'm glad you mentioned the trajectory, the course of this object, because it's not just the nature of the object that is raising so many questions, but the course as well. There's this question of that it could possibly be intelligently directed, as you said. How far from Earth is it right now?
Oh, it's several times. Right now, it's 2.5 times the Earth-Sun separation, so it's pretty far. And actually, it will arrive closest to the sun on October 29th, when the Earth would be on the opposite side of the sun. So we won't be able to observe it directly at that time. That's the time where when a spacecraft could do a maneuver to get the gravitational assist from the sun, and we won't be able to see it. We can't launch any rockets that will intercept it from Earth. And it will be moving at... 98 kilometers per second relative to Earth, three times faster than our fastest rocket. So our next chance would be to observe it when it passes close to Jupiter on March 16th, 2026. And in fact, there is a spacecraft there called Juno that can be used for that purpose. But the actual coincidence that it passes so close to Mars, Venus, and then Jupiter is also implying a fine-tuned timing of arrival, because these planets are orbiting the sun and they do not need to be at the right time at the right place for this object to be close to them. And the chance of this timing is 1 in 20,000.
Now, a few other things to note before we get further into why Loeb thinks that 3I Atlas could be intelligently directed.
First thing we should note is that it would just blast through a Formula One racetrack. It's moving around 600 times faster than the fastest racing car in the world.
Wow. And according to Loeb, that could indicate that it came from the disk of old stars surrounding the Milky Way. However, comma, that might not be true if it had been launched at a high speed from wherever it originated.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So altogether, there is this fundamental question of whether it's technological or natural. And I invented a scale a month ago that is now called the Loeb scale, where zero means it's natural, it's a comet, and 10 means maybe technological, that could be a threat to Earth. And as of now, I would give it a 40% chance. But as time goes on, we'll get more data on it and figure it out. The other anomalies that I should mention is that there is a cloud of gas around it, and this plume of gas is made mostly of carbon dioxide. 95% of the mass of this cloud is CO2, and only 5% is water. And that's not what you expect from a typical comet that is water-rich. This data was obtained by the Webb telescope and also the SphereX telescope that imaged this plume of CO2 out to very large distances of about a third of a million kilometers.
How close will it have to be before we can really get a good idea as to what exactly it is? Will this passage in March next close to Jupiter, will that be close enough for us to be able to tell what we're looking at?
It's better actually to use the camera near Mars, because it comes even closer to Mars on October 3rd, 2025. And so within a month, we'll have an opportunity to learn more about it. It's a blind date between Mars and 3i Atlas. And, you know, my advice to people who go on blind dates is, first, observe the other side before having an opinion.
Tell me about the trajectory again, and I want to get back to this, the alignment with the planets in our solar system. Why is that unusual? What did you say? There was a 1 in 500 chance that it could happen naturally?
For random trajectories. In fact, if you look at the previous interstellar objects, they came at a large angle relative to the plane of the planets around the sun. This one is just amazingly aligned within 5 degrees with the planets. And moreover, it's on a retrograde trajectory, meaning that it is moving next to the sun in the opposite direction to the direction of motion of the planets. And, you know, if it was a mothership that releases mini probes, that would be ideal, because instead of these mini probes having to chase the planets as they move around the sun, they can meet the planets head on. Of course, you know, we could check if with the same camera high rise near Mars, we can check if there is any mini probe released that arrives close to Mars. I also asked my research team with the Galileo project that I'm leading at Harvard University, that they analyze data that we get from our three observatories in the coming months to see if there is any unusual objects showing up in the Earth's atmosphere.
If the trajectory were to suddenly change, would that be perhaps an indication that maybe this could be directed by some sort of extraterrestrial intelligence?
Definitely. There are different ways to distinguish between a rock and a spacecraft. And three of them are if we see that the object maneuvers, does not follow the trajectory dictated by gravity, because that implies propulsion. And Another one is if the object messages, broadcasts some information. And of course, another possible signature is if there is artificial light emitted by the object. It doesn't just reflect sunlight. We should watch for those signatures. And my guess is if 3i Atlas comes out of the other side of the sun after October 29th along a different trajectory than it started with, the stock market may crash.
Oh, how so?
Well, there would be a lot of uncertainty of what does it imply for Earthlings. One thing I realized over the past 2 months is that the subject became viral without me doing any effort in speaking with reporters. The reporters just mentioned my work, but it was discussed in social media throughout the summer. I had more than 1 million views of my essays on medium.com that you can find by searching for Avi Loeb at medium.com. And they are offered with free subscription. The reason that it became viral is because of the risk, the potential threat to us here on Earth, if it happens to be technological. We don't know. You know, if you go on a blind date, you don't know if the other side is a serial killer. We would have to figure out what the data tells us and decide how to respond. And the response is very different from the one that you can imagine that was imagined in the past in the context of a radio signal from thousands of light years away, where we would have plenty of time to decide what to do about it. Here you have a visitor to our backyard, and that visitor may show up through the front door, and we have policymakers will have to decide. Now, I don't expect that the political system or the financial system will respond properly until we have the first encounter. It will be a wake-up call for us. And once we get this wake-up call, we will change the way we proceed. And that will include the investing significant resources in protecting the Earth against alien technology by, for example, putting an array of interceptors and sensors in the outer solar system to alert us to any incoming technological object.
Really interesting. I had not thought about that aspect of it, but on the Loeb scale right now, we're at a 4. You're suggesting that if that goes up to a 5, a 6, a 7, the higher it goes, the more panic could set in here on Earth.
Definitely, but it could also go to 0. However, I should say that 40% chance is relatively high. If you see a car on the street that has a 40% chance of going over you, you keep your eyes on that car to make sure that nothing bad happens. And so we need to keep our eyes on the ball. That's the advice that the basketball coaches give their team usually.
It's I can't wait until the end of October. I'm really curious now. I know you are as well. I'm Mike Rogers. Thank you so much for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Berry and Chris Blake, and original music by Myron Kaplan. Now to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, we'd love to hear about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey. That's AUDACY.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.